There is something in the New Testament named the hidden mystery. في كلمة كده غريبة بتتكرر في العهد الجديد اسمها ايه؟ السر المكتوم. مهم قوي الكلمة دي الحقيقة في شغلة الكارز، لانه بالبلدي كده، بالبلدي انت عرفت السر الناس مش عارفاه، والسر ده مش بس يغير حياة الناس، يحدد مصيرهم الأبدي. Let's say it again. You as Christian, you got the hidden mystery. And this hidden mystery will affect the life of everyone, not only in their earthly life, but it will affect their faith. So, this is the key of evangelism. What is this hidden mystery that might change my life and others' life, that will take the people either to a good eternal life or to the bad eternal life? Let's go with the verses of the Bible quickly. It's simply the mystery of incarnation. The hidden mystery, Allah zahara fi al-jasad. That's simple. Okay? Our hidden mystery, السر اللي انت عارفه واللي الناس مش عارفاه, and God the Creator became man. God came to our land as man to save humanity. That's simple. This is Christianity. And this is the hidden mystery, because you know, most of the people living on earth do not believe in this, and many of them did not hear the mystery before. It was written in Timothy, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. This is another way to express the mystery of incarnation. Justified in the Spirit means that He was perfect by the Spirit. In the Spirit, He was God. He was not only man, He was perfect. So he is not only man, but He is also God. So He became man, but justified in the Spirit means the Spirit proved that this man called Jesus Christ is perfect. No sin. Seen by angels. So God could not be seen even by angels, but in His incarnate being, in His mystery, He could be seen even by angels. You got the meaning? يعني الملائكة ما كانوش يقدروا يبصوا عين عينك في نور المسيح له المجد. إنما they enjoyed seeing the Lord walking on earth as equal as men. That's why on the day of His birth, السماء اتفتحت والملائكة بقت مهيصة معانا المجد لله في الأعالي وإيه؟ وعلى الأرض ملك السلام أو السلام في الناس المصر. Another verse in the epistle, in the book of John, I didn't know him, that John the Baptist, that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore I came baptizing with water, and John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and He remained upon him. So, you know, John the Baptist knew the mystery, but he couldn't see it. He did not know who is exactly this one. But he was, you know, washwishu, Ruh al-Qudus, let me put it this way. He was given the mystery. The one you will see the Spirit comes over him, he is the one, the incarnate God. Again, in idea, the mystery, the same mystery. We are talking about one mystery, mainly. The mystery of incarnation, the hidden mystery, and this is the key of the whole story of evangelism. For unto us a child is born, upon us a son is given. Come on, who is us? Us all humanity. Us stands for كل الناس. كل الناس يبقى عندها عيل، يعني ايه؟ ايه يعني اللي بتقوله إشعياء ده؟ يقول and the government will be upon his shoulder. كل الحكم هيبقى على كتفه. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God. Come on, He is our son. We will call Him Mighty God. How could it be? فاهمين ازاي؟ يعني هيتولد لنا طفل نقول عليه mighty God. Yes, this is the truth. This is the mystery. فهمتوا السر؟ هو ده السر ان هذا الطفل هو mighty God. He is real God. He is the only God. Everlasting Father. يبقى my son and also my father. How come? Yes, this is the mystery. The born Jesus Christ, the incarnate God, is also the everlasting Father. He is not a father in the flesh, but he is the source of all fatherhood. He is the creator. So he is the everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So this is the mystery. On which we can understand another mystery. By knowing or accepting the mystery of incarnation, we can get to know deeper the nature of God, what we call the secret of Trinity or the secret of the Holy Trinity, the mystery. يعني عن طريق التجسد ابتدينا نستوعب يعني ايه الله ثالوث. خلي بالكم الثالوث من الاول موجود، لكن بالتجسد بقينا نفهم يعني ايه الهنا مش واحد مجمد كده، لا. In his nature we can distinguish, we can see clearly the God the Father and God the Son and God the Spirit. So at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden, look to this, the hidden mystery, eh? You have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me. No one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal. As far as we are talking about a hidden mystery, you will see usually the verb reveal. يعني ايه؟ بدل دايما بنسمع كلمة سر مكتوم، هنسمع على عادة كلمة ايه؟ اعلان. خلي بالكم ده بقى في الثيولوجي في اللاهوت. And your work as an evangelist is to share in this verb, to reveal. انت شغلتك تعلن. تعلن ايه؟ سر. This is your work as an evangelist. You got the secret, the mystery, you believe in it, you are happy with it, go and reveal it to others to see the truth. Another verse, that which was from the beginning, the words of St. John, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifest. By the way, in the Greek language, it was not written actually which we have heard, which. It's not which. It's in the Greek who. فاهمين؟ هو في العربي بيقول إيه؟ الذي كان من البدء، الذي رأيناه، الذي سمعناه. هي مترجمة في الإنجليش عشان كلمة الله متاخدة كلمة which. لا، في الجريك بيكلم عن شخص حي. الذي كان من البدء، الذي هو كلمة الله، الذي رأيناه، الذي هو كلمة الله، وسمعناه. فهي أكتر هو في الجريك في الأوريجينال مش which. معلش. The life was manifested and we have seen and bear witness. Bear witness is the نفس تعبير to reveal. To bear witness or to witness يعني يشهد أو يريفيل، هي دي شغلتنا. يعني we are revealing or witnessing to the truth. And declare, this is the third verb, to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship with the Father, with His Son Jesus Christ, these things we write to you that your joy may be full. Again, the secret or the mystery of incarnation. God became man. This is the mystery, the hidden. And by saying the hidden mystery, because, you know, all generations before the incarnation, they couldn't see the truth clearly. Even the prophets, they couldn't imagine how come God, the Almighty, the Unlimited, became man. They couldn't imagine. فاهمين الفكرة؟ هو ده السر المكتوم. ما حدش كان قادر يستوعبه. لما جه المسيح قال لنا السر. هو نفسه السر. هو الحقيقة. شغلتنا نروح نقول السر للناس. Another point. Sometimes we call it سر التقوى. In other parts of the Bible, they call it the mystery of Christ. The Christ mystery, اللي هو سر التجسد برضو. Look to St. Paul. How that by revelation he made known to me the mystery that I have briefly written already, by which when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. بإعلان عرفني بالسر. طب انت شغلتك يا بولس؟ قال أعلن السر. هو أعلن لي السر وأنا رايح أعلن السر. هذه حياتي كلها. أنا قبلت السر وعايش بيه ورايح أقول للناس كلها السر. So which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men. In other ages, he means the old ages, the generations before Christ, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. يعني إيه؟ حتى الأمم يدخلوا بالسر على نفس النعمة. يعني إيه؟ It's not for Jews. It's not for some people. The mystery revealed to everyone. Proclaimed to every nation. يعني مقبول من أي حد يقبل أن المسيح ربنا تجسد يدخل في المسيح. ما عادش بتاع اليهود. يقول في رومان chapter 16. أنا عمال أنقر لكم على فكرة الميستري اللي مالية الإنجيل وكلمة الريفيليشن عشان بس أركز على فكرة أنت عندك سر حلو قوي فاش تسكت عليه. يقول Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began but now has been made manifest. يعني فضل مكتوم من ساعة ما الدنيا اتخلقت لغاية ما جه ربنا يسوع وإحنا بتوع العهد الجديد بقينا أصحاب السر. إحنا أصحاب السر. عارفين لما يحط واحد يسموه أمين سر؟ أمين سر ده means simply that he is very intimate to the one who owns the secret. This means that we are his people because we know his mystery. فاحنا بتوعه لأننا عارفين سره. آمين. وكل ما حد يعرف سره يدخل في ايه؟ في تبعيته، يبقى one of his people. Again here, now has been made manifest and by the prophetic scriptures has been made known to all nations according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. And this is the commandment, go and preach the secret, the mystery. Go and tell everyone that I became man for their salvation. Go and tell everyone that I love people. And because I love them, I became man to rescue them. In Colossians, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. Again, the same idea. مش كده؟ واخدين بالكم؟ شوفوا كام شاهد لغاية دلوقتي، حوالي 10 بيأكدوا نفس الفكر. عشان بس براجع معاكم ايه الكونتنت بتاعت الكرازة، هو ده موضوع ده، الله ظهر في الجسد. But now has been revealed to his saints, to them God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery. What are the riches of the glory of this mystery? That because he became man, we nowadays became sons of God. This is the riches of the mystery. فهمت الفكرة؟ يعني إيه اللي كسبنا من المستر؟ يو ده كسبنا ما أقولكش. Nowadays we became the temples of his spirit because he became man. Nowadays we all be saved by just following his steps, having his sacraments. But he covers all the sins. He opened the eternal life. These are the riches of the mystery. فاهمين؟ البركات بتاعت السر، نتائج السر، الغنى اللي ورا السر. احنا ليه بنقول للناس صدقونا ربنا جه الدنيا عشاننا؟ ليه بنقول لهم كده؟ هيكسبوا كتير قوي، هيكسبوا كل حاجة، هيبقوا أولاد ربنا، يخلصوا من خطاياهم، السماء تتفتح لهم، كل ده لو إيه أمنوا بالسر. Also the mystery of eternity is very much related. So the mystery of Christ or the mystery of godliness is the same mystery of the Trinity. يعني لو أنا قبلت التجسد هفهم الثالوث، ولو قبلت التجسد بطبيعة الحال هفهم يعني إيه في after life. It's the life of the only begotten son. It's the life of God. بقى هو خد اللي ليا واداني اللي له، خد حياة الأرضية اداني حياته الأبدية. ف this is you know kind of sequence. فيقول however we speak wisdom among those who are mature yet not the wisdom of this age nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. يعني we are not philosophizing الحقيقة، احنا مش شغالين فلاسفة، احنا موضوع عندنا ببساطة الله ظهر في الجسد ربنا جه الدنيا. So the rulers or the philosophers of this age will not accept the idea because they are proud of their logic. But the simple babies, the simple children of the world can accept the truth who are coming to nothing, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of God. يعني إيه؟ The Lord of glory. يعني لو كانوا عرفوا طبعا ما كانوش يقدروا يصلبوا المسيح لو هم صدقوا أنه ربنا. فهو ربنا فضل كاتم السر، كاتمه سر المكتوم، كتمه وعمال يقول لتلاميذه ما تقولوش ما تحكوش خليكوا ساكتين ساكتين. ليه؟ أول ما يقربوا يكتشفوا أنه ربنا يقولوا ما تقولوش ما تقولوش خليكوا ساكتين، سر سر. طب امتى نقول؟ بعد ما أقوم، بعد ما يموتوني، بعد ما خلص اللي وراي. ايه اللي وراك؟ أنا جاي موت، جاي موت عشان أفدي البشرية، وبعدين أقوم. قولوا على طول بقى، ما تسكتوش بقى، احكوا بقى أن أنتوا شفتوني ربنا بمليون دليل، لكن ما تحكوش في الأول. فهمتوا ليه قاعد يقول ما تحكوش؟ وبعد القيامة قاعد يقول قولوا، اتكلموا، روحوا كريزوا، لكن في الأول يقول اكتموا السر، ما تحكوش لغاية ما نخلص الشغل. But as it's written, eye has not seen nor ear heard nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. أسرار الله بقينا عارفينها. يا رب كنت مخبي السر ده كله، كنت ناوي تجيلنا لغاية عندنا وإحنا مش دريانين، علما ده السر. كنت شاد أقول لكم، لكن لما جيت بقى إيه قلت لكم السر، أنا ربنا وجاي أفديكم وأخد لكم وأخدكم السماء. يلا روحوا قولوا للناس بقى. يقول to me who am less than the least of all the saints. بولس عاوز يقول أنا مش أحسن واحد فهم السر ولا حاجة، أنا أصغر واحد. This grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. هي نفس التعبير بتاع الريتشز لو أنتم مركزين، يعني في غنى ملوش آخر وراء الموضوع ده. And to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery. فيلوشيب يعني ايه؟ ما انا لما اقول لك السر بقى احنا الاثنين ايه عارفين السر، فيبقى هنا شرك فاهمين، وهي دي اللي دخلك في المسيحيه. Which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God who created all things through Jesus Christ to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities empowered in the heavenly places according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord in whom we have boldness and access with confidence. سر ده شغلتنا نوصله للعالم كله، وده السر اللي وصل العالم. موقف سهل بقى وبسيط يلخص كل اللي انا قلته. لما ربنا يسوع مرة سألهم وقال لهم ايه هو الناس بتقول علي ايه؟ أصل هو ده السر. خلي بالكم، هو السؤال ده هي إجابته هي السر. فقال لهم who do you say that I am. في الأول قال لهم بيقولوا علي ايه؟ قالوا له نبي. ما عجبوش طبعا، لغاية دلوقتي مش عجبال الإجابة دي. خلي بالكم، many believe that he is just a prophet. No, this is not the mystery. And if you follow the meaning of Christ as prophet, no eternal life, but darkness. The mystery of Christ is, and Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And in their Hebrew meaning, you are God, God of God, light of light. So the Son of God equal in their mind, God. Son of God is the same like God. عشان بس احنا ساعتنا لخبطها بالنسبة لهم واحد. Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you." This is good. You can never get this truth by logic. No, you get it by revelation. It's not an equation. It's not a lecture to be understood. Men can never reveal this to men. This should be revealed by the Spirit, by God Himself. It's over the logic. So, هنا بيقول له إيه؟ "But my Father who is in heaven, and I also say to you that you are Peter, on this rock." What was the rock here? Huh? The mystery. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ The faith. The belief that Christ is God. Christ is the Son of God. God, Christ is the God incarnate. هو ده المستر. هي دي الروك. On the rock, I will build my church and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. يعني مش ممكن الشيطان يقدر خلاص على الحقيقة دي. يقول إيه, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." So this is the eternal life. By knowing God and His only begotten Son, by believing in Christ as the Son of God, now you got the key of the eternal life. Now doors are opened before you to get the kingdom of heaven. Before this minute you cannot. So we need to proclaim, we need to reveal, we need to make manifest the truth clearly. لكل الناس. God became man. The last point, evangelizing with the mystery. So we as missionary servants, our main work is to preach the mystery, to tell others, "I want to tell you a secret. I got a secret." It's very important. You know, God who made you in His likeness, He came to earth to save you. So this is the good news. And if you believe in this, everything will be changed. If you follow Him, because He became man, so you can easily follow Him. If He's in heaven, you cannot follow Him. But now you can follow Him. Just read the Bible and go follow Him. So you get baptized, and now you are the Son of God, and your name is written in His book of eternity, and you catch the Holy Spirit inside you, and you get all the riches of the mystery if you believe in the mystery. سيقول هنا إيه, continue earnestly in prayer. يقول له صلوا كتير. Being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. صاروا انتوا بتشكروا. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the world. ربنا يفتح لنا باب للكلمة. To speak the mystery of Christ. يبقى again بيتكلم عن نفس الموضوع. قال المسيح سر. عاوزين نتكلم عنه. عاوز أصلى عشان يتفتح الباب, عشان أول ما اتكلم عن السر المكتوم اللي قدامي يقبل. ولو قبل دخلنا في السكة خلاص. السكة اللي هتجيب إيه؟ إيمان وتوبة ومعمودية وتناول وأسرار وخدمة وكرازة وأبدية وكل حاجة. فيقول إيه؟ This is the testimony. This is the missionary. This is the evangelism, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Eternity has nothing to do with morals. موضوع مش أخلاق. Had nothing to do with cultures. Had nothing to do with history, with science. Eternity in our faith is in Him. تمسك في المسيح تأخذ السم. فيش غير كده عندنا. وده السر المكتوم الذي أعلن الآن. This life is in His Son. He who had the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Glory to God. Amen.